We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. A lot of crazy bleep going on around the world, but this is where you can come to just, it's a free safety zone. It's just like, relax, have a few laughs, don't take life so seriously here at ESPN Southwest Florida.
Harry Carey has texted in.
Well, they heard me tease the bracket. They don't know what it is because they weren't listening earlier. I'm gonna go over that after the rundown. Otis is also, we've got his curiosity piqued. And just moved here, guy, already has his Final Four prediction. We'll have all those details coming up in just a moment. But right now it is 5 minutes past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Round one of the Honda Classic in Palm Beach Gardens, and Kurt Kitayama is your leader at 6 under par. Daniel Berger and Rory Sabatini both sit one back. Daniel Berger still has 6 holes to go in his round. NBA back in action tonight after an all-star break. Doubleheader on TNT starts at 7:30 with the Celtics at the Nets. That's followed up with the Trailblazers hosting the Warriors. And 8 games in the NHL tonight. The Florida Panthers are on home ice hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7 o'clock.
And rest in peace, a great double zero, Kenny Burrow, great receiver back in the day for the Houston Oilers. Dan Pastorini, one of his favorite targets back then. He passed away today at the age of 72. He was a beast at times.
They always had good receivers there at the Houston
Steelers fans hated him because great. He was one of my favorite receivers back then. Fantastic. He was like Howard Carmichael a little bit. Tall. Very tall.
Yeah.
And Howard was great for the Eagles.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you know, each year going into the month of March, we always put up some sort of bracket to vote on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Last year we did the female cartoon characters. You know, we could do something like gratuitous babe shots or anything like that. But we've come up with the idea today on the show of doing a field of 64 of our texter names and having our listeners vote on it. Now, it originally started off with thinking maybe just the best Chris looked it up. We got 1,400 texters in the system with texter names.
I was watching Chris try to find his sleeve as he puts on his hoodie.
It's like a 5-year-old.
What?
No,
I heard you.
Did you?
I said I was watching you put on your hoodie.
My hand for some reason went into the hood, like a 5-year-old. Not into the arm.
Get dressed. So anyway, I originally thought, all right, we're going to do this on the creativity of the names, and then I thought to myself, some of our best regulars like Otis, Wig, Kathleen, you know, those guys, I mean, not the createst name per se, but our listeners know who they are. And I think maybe they should also be in the bracketology. So it's evolving, whether it be creative name, regular with creative texts, you know, somebody who's popular on the show. We've got to figure all that out. And we'll dwindle down. We'll let the listeners vote on it each week. And we'll start off with a field of 64. Chris is going to bear the responsibility of taking 1,400 regulars and getting it down to 64. And there can be no play-in rounds. There's going to be no NIT. And then the listeners will vote. So my hands are clean of this. Pete's are too. And then the winner is going to get to co-host a show with us for an hour or whatever sometime in April. So anyway, that's the gist of it. Those are just tuning in. I'm very excited about this. I think this could be huge. Just moved here, guy, says Sticky Pad this, already predicting the Final Four. Otis, Harry Carey, Wig, and Philly Kevin, because, well, screw everything in Pittsburgh. Harry Carey for the win, he says. So,
And what we'll do is too. Once this is like, we'll announce the top four seeds on the show one day, and then we'll break it. We'll do. We're gonna have a whole show about it. We'll break it down, you know, bracket by bracket.
Yeah. No, Browns fan in Astero, we're not going to do a play-in. I don't want to do play-in.
Well,
We might.
That's an extra eight names. I say the more the merrier, unlike you, doesn't want any expansion.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. I was like, how are we going to get 1,400?
And Chris, you will have to come up with, right before, just the last four out. People will want to know how.
We're going to have a selection.
Last four out.
We've been getting a lot of bribes already. Yep. Dumpster Fire, for example, says, I got a gallon of Tito's, Chris, with your name on it, if you give me a favorable seating. I mean, Thirsty Nick isn't even glad if he's in it. He wants a seating that's good.
Daryl Charles wants to be in a sassy bracket. Coca Puff says, Harry Carey, Otis, Wig, and... Yeah. Probably Sean, young Sean.
Yeah. We got a lot to go through here and figure this out. But the best part is once we settle the 64 and once the selection committee has done their job, we could just sit back and let the listeners vote, and it won't be up to us at that point. And I like it. I think this is our best idea. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Wig has something he has to get off of his chest. Man, Wig, what's going on?
Wig. Uh-oh.
Oh, we just... Wig, call back. Your cell phone jumped. Either that or Chris screwed something up.
It got hung up on by accident.
Chris hits the right button almost every time.
Chris hits a button and we get dead air. That's what I'm used to.
I'll call back. But that was...
Yeah, Wig, call back.
You know what? He's right there.
Yeah. We just put him on.
There he is.
Wig, what's up, man?
What's up, Wig?
What's going on?
No, hung up, homie.
By accident. That was either an accident or your cell phone dropped.
I was about to come down there with the couple. Listen, man.
Yeah.
I get the bracket thing and everything, but I don't like how that transpired yesterday, that Detroit-Miami thing, and I got to get something off my chest. Y'all still can't be in the same breath as us because you know why? I went home and went to sleep on this. Watch this, man. Watch this. And Chris, don't be disrespecting us like this. I know you're a young guy and you just jumped off the porch, but watch this. Detroit, have you ever been to the Super Bowl? No, I'll wait.
No.
They have won two NFL championships in the 40s, though.
Hold on. If somebody's just tuning in, yesterday, Chris tweeted out at me that the Dolphins and the Lions are the only two teams to not win a playoff game in the last 20 years. They're both 0-3. And then I probably ran my mouth about the Lions probably being more on the upside right now than the Dolphins. And I think Chris and Wig took exception. I think that's how we got to. And you didn't get any sleep over that you called in today to expound on. Am I right? Is his phone gone?
He's gone.
It's his phone. It's not.
Wig, are we paying the phone bill?
Wig. It's his phone. It's not me.
Wig, pay the bill.
But you do have four championships, Craig. Craig, you have four NFL championships.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, that absolutely does count.
1935, 1952, 1953.
1935?
Chris.
52, 53, and 57. You owned Happy Days.
Yeah. Yes.
Detroit, you owned Happy Days.
The NFL is over 100 years old. It counts. Just because we decided to call it a Super Bowl after 1969 or whatever.
You're making an argument that you got to go 90 years back in the records book to fully make.
I'm sorry, did the NFL not exist 90 years ago?
The Second World War didn't, and we're about to go into World War III. So no, absolutely not.
Well, the times they are a-changing.
Two world wars since the first Lions championship.
Think about
you can't make the argument anymore.
Think about the Lions fan base in the 70s.
The 1970s?
The 50s. Okay. 1952.
Oh, yeah, we dominated.
53 and then 57.
Wow. We were as obnoxious as Patriot fans back then. It was like we were going to win. It was us and the Browns.
Rick Ashley says, Wig's phone calls last about as long as the Dolphins in the playoffs.
That's all. Hey, when he gets on, read that to him. He's about ready to be. Chris is about ready to put him back on. I want him to hear that.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. I'll let Chris get organized on the all right, let's do this. So, all right, so, yeah, Wig. Rick Astley fan said Wig's phone calls last about as long as the Dolphins in the playoffs. All right, Wig, go ahead. While we got your phone signal, let's let it rip. The floor is yours.
No, I don't, hey, so where did I leave off at? Where did y'all...
You were going to bed. You said you went to bed. You said you were going... You said you slept on it, and you woke up upset, something like that.
Okay, I got y'all. Now, what it was, I think it was my Bluetooth chiming in. But check this out. We got more Super Bowl appearances than the Lions.
Yes, fact.
We got two rings, one unprecedented. I may not know how to spell it. I can say it.
Right.
Because 17-0 looked damn good on the trophy case.
Yeah, right.
We got more playoff wins and appearances than you guys. So once again, I don't care about that little head-to-head stuff. If it don't mean bringing home the bacon, y'all still can't be mentioned in the same breath as I'm like Mercury Morris. You might be in my city, but until you get on my block, I'll holler at you.
Well, listen, Wig. If you get out the duster and get the dust off the shelf, we've got trophies from NFL championships of the 50s, like 1957, 1953. We dominated the beginning. The league was built on our back.
Yeah, 52, 53, 57.
Listen, bro, they only had like three teams then. Of course y'all going to play the same three teams.
You Dolphins are Johnny-come-latelys. You're basically expansion like Carolina and Jacksonville as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, come on, man. That's just like all these other off-brand shows that come on ESPN. They still got the premiere so well. But we know who bring home the bacon. It's the Human and Shepherd show.
Well, back then, I just looked up, 1957, the last time the Lions won a championship, right? So in the NFL Western Conference, it was the Lions and the 49ers both finished 8-4.
Wow.
And the Niners had a better conference record than you, so I don't know how the hell you got first place in the division. Then the Baltimore Colts, the L.A. Rams, the Bears, and the Packers. And over in the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, what a hell of a year that was for them, 9-2-1. Giants, Steelers, Redskins, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Chicago Cardinals.
All quality teams.
Yeah.
All quality. There's no cupcakes in that schedule.
Man, so, come on, man. In 57?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That when the car first had got wheels on them and stuff. That's why they had let Detroit be one of the first.
Hey, in the Western Conference Championship week in 57, Detroit beat San Fran 31-27. And then in the title game, they destroyed Cleveland 59-14.
That's right. They played big.
Cleveland's never recovered.
Thank you, Wig. I appreciate the phone call. Wig, I hope you sleep better tonight getting that off your chest.
He was absolutely right about everything he said.
Wow. Except...
Where was he wrong?
The Lions built this league.
He didn't see.
Lions built the league.
They built the previous league.
George Wilson, coach of the year for the Lions. Jim Brown was the MVP that year in 57.
He's not even one of the five most famous people with the initials GW.
Who?
George Wilson.
George Wilson?
Your coach.
Oh.
You should know the history of your team a little bit.
I didn't know where he was
going. What's wrong with your
generation? He was talking about Jim Brown. Where are you getting GW?
It's what's wrong with your generation. You don't go back and learn about the history.
Wow. Wig did throw a Mercury Morris my way. So
Dumpster Fire says, the Lions covered the entire house. They were once the ceiling of the NFL, but now the doormat.
Well, you know, foundation shift over time.
They're not even in the house. They're outside of the house. They're the thing outside of the house so you don't track unwanted things in the house. They're the filter.
We're 8-9.
They're the filter.
Let's go to the phones.
8-9.
Yeah, but at least you never had to go through some of the things. It's humiliating. To have a team tell a network, don't show us on Monday Night Football because we can't control our crowd, is unheard of. But that happened.
Well, they took Thanksgiving when nobody wanted it.
Right. And now it's a thing.
Now it's a whole
thing. Again, Trent Center. League built itself on our back.
They played, meaning to play it in not even, I wouldn't even call it a high school stadium for so many years. It was embarrassing.
Are you still talking about your Patriots?
Well, I'm just saying that there
were three bad years you had.
They had humiliated.
But
think about it. You never had to tell a network, don't show me.
But Pete, in the bad years that you referenced, you still made Super Bowl appearances.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm talking about way before that.
All right, I want to hear what Cougar Hunter has to say. Cougar Hunter, welcome to the program. How are you today, sir?
Back in my day, the Dolphins and Lions won championships.
Says the Bucs fan. You get Tom Brady and you're up on your high horse.
Nah, I wanted to talk some football and some hockey, man. Yep. With the MLB not being on, yep. I'll say hockey definitely has taken over number three. It's so much more fun to watch, mm-hmm. and like it's just nonstop action the whole time.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, plus the way the Lightning and the Panthers are playing, I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's the only team I like that haven't won the championship yet in my life is the Panthers. And, you know, they're like the Lions, but we'll get there.
Oh, the Panthers are much ahead of the Lions right now.
No, whoa. The Panthers got to a Stanley Cup final before. Yeah. The Lions have never gotten to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At least the Panthers got there.
Man. Pre-2000 doesn't count. You know, well, I'm 30 like Chris. We can't remember that far back.
No, but at least you got that on Craig, though, is what I'm saying. At least your team got to the Stanley Cup final. His team hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
no, I feel like if we are not alive to see it, it doesn't count. I mean, if we're alive and we're four, it still doesn't count.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, never happened.
Doesn't
huh?
count.
Wow.
Nah. 2000 and on. That's when I started watching.
I get where Cougar Hunter is coming from.
I know, it sounds like, a lot like you, Chris.
No, I understand the history of it, but it's like when right. I think of the Steelers, I don't think of 4 and 6 years. I think of Big Ben. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Wow.
Terry Bradshaw. Me too. Same thing with the Dolphins. You know, when you guys tell me the Dolphins are good, I think of Randy McMichael, Patrick Surtain, and Dave Wanstead. Like,
so you guys look at Terry Bradshaw behind the desk, and it's just some fat old bald old guy back there. I mean, this guy won 4 freaking Super Bowls.
The original TB, right?
Yeah, the original.
TB12.
Man, love the show. You guys keep up the awesome work, man.
All right, Cougar Hunter, thanks for being part of the show. Appreciate it. Dumpster fire. The Lions are the homeless people outside the house that get the cops called on them for loitering, Chris.
They should change their name to the Detroit Squatters.
I don't like it.
Polar Express, too, says, never heard of the bad times with New England until I heard Pete.
Right, me too.
You weren't around.
Don't get him started.
You know. The organization almost killed Jim Plunkett. You think that Burrow had it bad in Cincinnati this year? Go ask Jim Plunkett, his rookie year, coming out of Stanford.
Burrow got to a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Burrow got to a Super Bowl.
I know, but
I'm saying
he got sacked 70 times and survived.
Yeah.
Barstool Sleeper said the Ravens won Super Bowl I in 2000. And he's like, you got it. Nothing happened before 2000.
I get it. That's funny.
Jeez. That game sucks so bad.
It was terrible.
That was my first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
In person, I should say.
I won shekels on it, but it was just a bad game.
Wow.
It was bad playoffs that year, too, if I remember correctly. A couple bad blowouts.
Kind of like this year's Super Bowl.
Good playoffs this year. Yeah.
Well, the middle two rounds were really good.
Yeah.
No, but this year's Super Bowl, at least, it was boring.
It was
close. But it wasn't a blowout.
Listen to us.
Close.
The game went down to the wire. It was a 3-point game, and we're complaining about how boring it was, which at times it was.
It was boring. Sorry.
Wayne Cape called, did the Patriots go to the Super Bowl? They went to one in the the playoffs in the 80s twice. 85, when they went to the Super Bowl. The next year they won the division. And then Tony Eason had a skirt on too tight and took a horrible sack in Denver and blew that game.
You say that now?
Yeah.
I don't think you say that. Sounds very anti-sexist.
I'm saying it. No. In the 90s, they did not. They got to the playoffs. They didn't get to the playoffs until Bill Parcells and Kraft bought the team and hired Parcells. So.
Carl on the Cape says, Putin Pete waxing poetic on Jim Plunkett, calling all Cold War fans. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Redeemed himself very nicely with the Raiders.
Jim Plunkett?
Yeah. Won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, Jim Plunkett was very good.
80 and 83.
Back in the day.
Beat the Eagles and Washington.
All right, coming up, I believe Pete's got a college football quiz next?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll
do that. They're all college football quizzes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. College football quiz coming up next. Wikipedia around the corner. It's going to be Monday Night Football oriented because it looks like Troy Aikman is going to be the new analyst at ESPN for Monday Night Football. That's not confirmed, but all arrows point in that direction. And so we'll do that. Also, speaking of big money, you can win $5,000 right now. Well, not right now, but you can register right now at ESPNSWFL.com. Log on, click on the Man Cave Makeover icon, register with your email. And someone across the country, particularly hopefully somebody here in Southwest Florida, is going to win. All right? Get the 5K. Go to our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Word is starting to travel regarding our texter bracket of the texter names for our March Madness bracket this year. Last year we did female cartoon characters. This year it's going to be texter names. Locker Room Junk has texted in. He says, my dad just texted me. What the idea was for the texter bracket, just heard on the radio. Please tell me Locker Room Junk and Locker Room Junk's girlfriend are in the field, playing game at least. And then Roses and Bedroom Guy, your arch nemesis, has got to be in there.
Oh, that's got to be a first-round matchup.
You got to put them in the same bracket.
Well, it's at least got to be a first-round matchup.
I think so. So, and by the way, in case you're just tuning in, Chris is the selection committee. That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
We're going to help.
We are?
A lot of pressure.
So we're a committee now? All right.
A committee.
Well, and then the listeners are going to do all the voting. So once, and then the winner gets to co-host a show for an hour with us.
Yeah.
An hour?
20 minutes.
Sure, why not? What's an hour? You know how fast hours go around here? So anyway. That's what's at stake here for March Madness. All right, Pete Shepard. I believe you have a college football quiz for us.
I do.
Let us fire away.
Whoa. This
hey,
is a quiz.
Now, no one jumping the gun here. Craig gets first crack at these. He should get all of these.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to give any hints.
It depends how random this is. Go ahead.
I'm going to test your knowledge of guys who have gone number one overall in the NFL draft.
Okay.
Since the 2000 NFL draft. So just from 2000.
The start of the history. Got it.
Only at the beginning of the world in Chris's mind.
Do not blurt anything out. Greg gets first cracks. Only two schools have produced multiple number one overall picks. Can you name those schools and the players who have gone in the first spot?
Only two schools have produced multiple number one overall picks.
Yes.
All
right. Greg?
I'm thinking.
Now, you got to name the players, too.
Yeah, I know. Dang. Somehow Oregon comes to mind. That's not it. I'll go... I can't come up with two.
Have mercy.
I'm thinking of all the ones. I can't come up with two. Let's see if we can get the school first.
I feel like we're taking number two.
Can I help him?
Yes.
No, hang on. Hold on. All right, let's see if you can come up with the two schools first.
All right, Georgia.
And what else? And who else?
I'm just going to guess Alabama.
Can you hit the button twice? Is that possible?
Okay. Oh, okay. So 0-2?
0-2.
Okay.
I'll give you two more shots.
Well, no, it's Chris's turn.
It is my turn.
Yeah.
So I got the question right. Only
the two schools with multiple number one overall picks since 2000.
Okay.
I'll even go say one has three and
Oklahoma,
one has two.
Oklahoma
is
for the
correct.
Quarterbacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other, I believe, is LSU,
Joe Burrow
Jamarcus Russell.
Correct.
Okay.
You missed one, though, with Oklahoma. There's another one besides Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Sam Bradford.
Yes.
Easy piece.
What?
Easy. That's teamwork. We're a team here. It's a Sheeman and
I
Shepherd
thought Jamarcus
show
Russell
Chris.
Might stump you a little bit because that was 2007.
That was the one that I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2007, Jamarcus Russell, LSU. 2010, Sam Bradford, Oklahoma. 2018, Baker, Oklahoma. 2019, Kyler Murray, Oklahoma. And 2 years ago, Joe Burrow, 2020 quarterback, LSU.
All right, that's a good quiz. I have a quiz. Who would eat more in a buffet, Jamarcus Russell or Zion Williamson?
Jamarcus Russell. No, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
That's close.
I don't know. I think Zion might put away more than Jamarcus. I don't know. Chris, what are you doing? All I see is your ass. What are you doing bent over like that?
I lost my baseball.
You lost a baseball?
You see my baseball?
Jeez. Found a stress ball.
What else is down there?
Have you seen my baseball?
Let's play a game. What's underneath the studio board? What?
Is that line from Quick? Have you seen my baseball?
No.
Something about Mary.
I don't remember that. I
mean, you don't remember it?
I don't remember that line in that movie.
The brother?
I don't remember. I remember Brett Favre. I remember Cameron Diaz with the moose in her hair. I remember everything about the movie.
Cameron Diaz's brother. And if you touched his ears, he'd throw a fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Franks and Bates.
Chris, you were gone a long time. What are you doing? You found a hockey puck.
Got a hockey puck.
Is it Everblades?
Everblades. Everblades hockey puck. Signed baseball by somebody. And law firm stress ball.
Oh, God.
You may find the original coin of the Pigskin Picks, because remember, we lost it for a while. Is that down there anywhere?
I never went on air with this, but I found it.
Oh.
It was in my backpack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
When was it found?
A few weeks after.
So we've been using a surrogate this whole time, but now we have the original. I want to go back to the original, because I feel like, what'd you do? I mean, is it gone?
No, I got it right here.
Wow.
I think it's in here.
Backpack. You're like Kevin Durant walking around with a backpack.
Hey, see?
How about that?
My lucky silver dollar.
That was a big controversy back in the day.
It was a big controversy.
We blame Rick Church for losing it. He had nothing to do with it.
I didn't blame Rick
Barstow
Church.
Barstow Sleeper says, sounds like some good giveaways under the board.
Yeah, we got a prize package that Chris just cleaned up down there on the floor.
Daily 1330 says, love that movie. He beat the crap out of Stiller. Yeah, he spun him around. And
was that the one where he zipped up his junk?
Yes, Franks and Baines. I told you, Lenny Clark, a great comedian. I've seen the prop.
This might be worth some money.
What do you got?
This is the first issue of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles
magazine,
Birth of a Hero.
Oh, that's going to be worth something. It's like a comic book.
It's a
comic book, yeah.
They released it on the day of their new name, the Mighty Muscles.
I got that. That's mine. With
it's mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
This looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of the horizon, a giant wave washes the Clam family away.
Mm-hmm. It's story time with Chris.
It's very emotional.
Then you've got the evil gym rats that come in.
Yeah.
The lost muscle finds a mighty bat, baseball bat, and once he holds it, much like Thor gets his power when he holds his Mjolnir, the hammer.
His what?
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
How do you spell that?
I
get it.
J-U.
Have to be worthy.
Anyway, the Clam holds the bat and then becomes the Mighty Muscle to save the day.
How about that?
Nice. Eric Bieniemy officially is returning to KC as the Chiefs offensive coordinator.
We were hoping he was going to be a head coach. Now we're glad he's getting the OC job back. Biofreeze, Chris, was that coin the same one from the urinal from years past? Good memory, Biofreeze, but no, that was a quarter. This is a silver dollar.
Silver dollar.
For those that are new to the show, somebody dropped a quarter in our urinal about two and a half, three years ago. Yes, pre-pandemic.
No, it was COVID.
It was COVID? And it stayed in there.
No, it might have been pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Okay. And it stayed in there when it flushed, but obviously nobody's going to reach in and get it. And it was in there and it turned yellow.
Just a little yellow.
I presume from whatever comes out of people's kidneys. I don't know. And it was in there a while.
Arsenal grabs it at the buzzer.
And then it disappeared. Pittsburgh John says something about Mary had the best athlete cameo. What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
Brett Favre, Brett. He travels for work.
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
It's such a great movie. Farrelly Brothers.
Oh. Toothbrush says an NFL should have done an investigation into the coin being lost and found. Yeah, except the way NFL investigations go.
That was last year that the coin got lost.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, because
not this past season. 2020.
No, I think it was. I think it was a little bit in the past.
2020. No, 2020.
Like I think Zito was still working here when that. This was a while ago because I remember him.
Really?
Thought, yeah,
it was 2019.
I don't think your timeline matches up.
It could be wrong.
This goes into the thing about you believing what you want to believe. Not the.
I know. I know
not,
what I know.
Not necessarily the truth.
I know what I know.
I know my truth.
Craig Wright, 96% of the time.
My truth.
No.
Not the truth. It's my truth.
No. 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 And nope. Nope, nope, nope.
What have we accomplished today? I mean, other than a world war going on, what have we done here today to take people's minds off of it?
A lot of controversy about the, well, and a lot of commotion. People are talking about the bracket coming up in our own March Madness.
So we created our own news today.
Yeah.
Basically. That's a good day in radio.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Coming soon. I think we need, I really do think we're going to have 72. We're going to have four
You're play-in. Always about expansion,
four
Pete.
Four play-in games. Well, I want to be fair to everybody.
This is all you do is you expand.
No. What's wrong with that?
It's 68, and the four play-in games, they're 16.
I mean, 68 games. 68 teams. 68 texters. Got to have a play-in. Some might be 12 versus 12. Might be 10 versus 10.
Gator Nation says the coin has only been around for two seasons,
yes.
So it had to get lost last year. Oh, that's a good point, because I won, just to recap.
That's what I said. 2020,
the first three pigskin picks. I am the only human winner, and then the coin came in and has won the next two. I still think we should name the trophy the Shima Trophy like we do the Lombardi Trophy after the original Super Bowls. That's just me.
You're the Lions of pigskin picks.
How's that? Because I won early?
You won
back
early?
In the good old days?
It's 1952.
Now you're going to be hit. You're going to be trying to restore your roar for a long time.
Maybe I should.
Old Legion vets. You're right. Yeah, the Patriots did play in the Jets right there. The Green Bay Packer game in the 96 season.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
The
Desmond Howard. More suffering from, yeah. from Patriots.
Oh,
fans.
Look at all the Super Bowls I've lost.
They're down 10-0.
Boo-hoo.
Take a 14-10 lead.
Boo-hoo.
That's when Parcells was distracted because he's already been named head coach of the Jets.
Gator
Nation. And Vinatieri kick off the Desmond Howard. Stupid.
Gator Nation's right. Pete wants to expand to include all 1,400 texters.
Just a quick four-month bracket.
No, 68's fine.
What is it? I mean, we'll go from 1,400 to 700 to 350 to 175 down to 80. It could be done in about 3 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Get us through the summer.
It really could.
Yeah. Oh, Marilyn Mike showed us a picture of the Franks and Beans in the zipper.
I've seen the prop.
Even though it's fake. It's,
we had the prop in our studio. I've seen it. The whole thing.
So you've had, I mean, how do I phrase this?
No, because
you had a prop of a
Franks
zipper
and
scrotum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could say that on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a body part. It's legit.
Yep.
We could try to spin the war stuff into something a little more lighthearted and come up with like a drinking game. You know, like every time you hear sanctions tonight on the news, you take a drink.
Makes me want to drink right now.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, yeah. Positivity reigns. That's right. What I'm about.
Pete will watch some movie or hockey game or something. What is on TV tonight? I don't even know.
Celtics are on TNT
Celtics?
Against Brooklyn.
Celtics play the Nets. We know who Pete's rooting for.
Breaking news.
Anybody playing the Nets. It's happened to me, the Celtics. The Panthers are in action tonight.
Panthers,
home
against the Blues.
Minus 475 on the money line.
Capitals Rangers on ESPN at 7.
Minus 475. That might be the highest spread I've seen all year.
Your Hoosiers are on.
Your Hoosiers are on tonight, dummy.
Tonight?
Yeah, you play Iowa,
you're hosting
right?
Maryland.
Maryland.
No,
7 o'clock
you
on
two
FS1.
Clowns, that's women's.
No, it's not.
You play tonight and
bet,
men's.
Sandwich bet. Right now, I'm looking at it.
I'll guarantee you.
We don't play.
FS1, 7 o'clock, Maryland and Indiana.
No, it's a great FS1 triple header in college basketball.
All right, fine.
You got Indiana, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Ohio State and Illinois.
Yeah.
Then I think you have Arizona and whoever Arizona's playing. Utah, I think.
Utah!
Now you got UCLA and Oregon, too, at 9:30.
Let me save you the trouble on the IU-Maryland game.
Maryland wins.
Here's how it's going to go. 4 minutes.
You've got to win this.
No, no. Listen. 4 minutes to go, IU will be up by 4. 3 minutes to go, we'll be up by 3. In the last minute, we'll have an empty offensive possession. Maryland will go around and score the winning basket or send the game into overtime. One of those That's how it will go down.
Did you see Lenardi's updated bracketology this morning?
Not this morning. I assume
so
we're out.
Because Michigan won last night, they beat Rutgers.
Yeah.
Because they won last night, Lenardi has taken them out of the play-in games and bumped them up to one of the last four in.
Indiana or?
No, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Oh, okay.
He has North Carolina and Indiana both in play-in games, not playing each other, but both in play-in games.
Wow.
Indiana,
I would rather not get in than have a play-in game.
I agree. I hate the play-in game. I don't like it. I don't watch them on
Tuesday
nights.
Well, it's better than not. Well, you got to watch
it. You got to watch
it. No, I've never watched a Tuesday game.
Right now, he's got you. It's a 12 seed.
I have no interest.
You're at 12 against San Diego State, another 12 seed game.
We've had like four teams play in the play-in games that have gone on to the Final Four.
I wake up on Wednesday, I see who wins, and then I start.
UCLA did it last year.
I'm aware, Chris. I'm aware of the history.
Michigan, Memphis, and then the 2-11 seeds. Norfolk and Texas Southern, 2-16s. And UNC Wilmington and New Orleans, 2-16s.
IU Doubter has texted in. Due to World War III kicking off, I'll be drinking this weekend.
Right.
Superfan 239 says, love the show. Need the laughs after work. I'm amazed at Chris's knowledge.
So am I.
That must be a typo. And
you're late.
Says your who'd you answer for the two number one overall picks?
Georgia
and Alabama.
What's wrong with that? If you're gonna guess, if you're just gonna throw a dart out, those are two good guesses.
Can you name a single Alabama player that's gone number one overall since 2000?
No, but Matt Stafford went for Georgia, so I got that checked off.
So why'd you guess Alabama then?
I figured as many guys – I went with the odds, Chris. I figured as many Alabama guys have gone in the first round, because every year it's like six. I figured, I had a shot. It was a semi-educated guess.
It was a guess. You're throwing darts in the dark.
But after Baker, I mean, I thought Oklahoma
was
so
easy.
Yeah. And then Joey Burrow went going, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was a fairly easy one.
Yeah, well, everybody's telling me the Hoosiers are favored by 6.5 or 7. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this goes down to the final possession.
So take the points. Yeah. Maryland's not very good this year.
Well, Indiana's in a bit of a slump at the moment.
Mark Turgeon's no longer there.
Right.
Just learned that the other day.
How about that?
I think your Hoosiers get it done tonight in the cover.
Well, we have to. We need to win.
I don't know. There's no way
to cover.
It's
a must win.
That's too many points for an average team. And I don't say that as throwing shots. I mean, Indiana's an average team.
Yeah,
they need some authority. They need to win convincingly.
Reese's Genius, you're back on your A game on the texter line with the pictures. Thank you. That's all I'll say. Let's see what else we got here.
Toothbrush, right. Virginia can be tough in the turn. Yep.
Catholic Farter checking in. There's been a long time. Where do I start? Georgia number one. Craig Wright, 96% of the time, used to be 97. Pete making excuses for the Patriots. Does Chris have another child? Oh, so Catholic Carter just wants to get caught up. No, not yet. His baby daughter girl is not here yet with the reverse vasectomy. Yeah.
But there's still time for that.
No, there's not.
There is. All right, you're way late.
Oh. Well,
you have just forgotten about this thing called a clock today. It's the last three breaks where we've had to give you a little nudge, not so subtly.
It's my Friday. I'm not here tomorrow. I'm not here Monday.
Oh, you're mentally checked
out. I'm
gone
until Tuesday. No, only you do that, Chris. I'm not. I'm still mentally here. I'm locked in. Time to play Wikipedia. Since the stories are out, it looks like Troy Aikman is going to be the new color analyst for Monday Night Football at ESPN. It's not official, but that seems to be the word. We're going to do a little Monday Night Football trivia for Wikipedia. We need caller number 9. It's brought to you by Biggie's Place. The winner will get free breakfast or lunch for you and a friend at Biggie's Place in Fort Myers. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman Shepherd, Wikipedia, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, today we're going to do Monday Night Football trivia. It looks like Troy Aikman's going to be the new color analyst for ESPN Monday Night Football. At least that's, unless that's last-second leverage against Fox or Amazon. All right, caller number 9 is Skyler in Fort Myers. Skyler, welcome. How are you?
Skyler. Uh-oh.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. All right, welcome aboard. Skyler, how old are you?
I am 37.
37. All right. We'll see how you do on these Monday Night Football questions. Some of them go back in time. First one to three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Skyler, which Hall of Fame halfback and wide receiver played for the Giants from 1952 to 1964 and was a commentator on Monday Night Football from 1971 to 1997?
Ooh. Oh, I know it's wrong, but Chris Collinsworth?
No.
Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Who was Monday Night Football's play-by-play announcer for the first season?
I believe, because you imitate him all the time when you say Alabama, that Keith Jackson.
Whoa, Nelly!
The sophomore from Bloomingdale's, Indiana.
Wow.
Craig Sheeman.
Wow. Okay, 1-0 Putin Pete. All right, Skyler.
Hi.
What former Bengals quarterback, since you just mentioned Chris Collinsworth, let's see how we do here. What former Bengals quarterback became a Monday Night Football announcer from 1998 to 1992? He was an analyst.
Is it Boomer Esiason?
Yes, it is. Boomer on the Big Show. We're tied at one. Pete, what player set a Monday Night Football record for 221 yards rushing in 1987?
I believe it was Bo Jackson.
That is correct. Blew up Brian Bosworth on that game.
Yes, he did.
2-1, Pete Shepard.
Smushed him.
Skyler, which team set a record for the longest drought between Monday Night Football appearances? It was a period of almost 15 years, I will tell you.
Yeah, I lean them one of two ways. Lions?
No. Pete, do you know?
I think it was Tampa Bay.
It was the Buccaneers. Yeah. They went from December 83 to September 98, and when they returned in 98, Detroit spanked them 27-6 in a game that nobody saw.
I did.
All right, let's see here. It's still Pete 2-1. This question is for Pete for the win. Pete Shepard, which two teams were the last to play on ABC's Monday Night Football in 2005 before it switched to ESPN?
I believe it was the Jets and the Patriots.
No, that's correct!
Yes!
I'm going to kiss you.
No, that was
that the Joe Namath game?
You know what?
No,
because that was...
I think you know it was.
That might have been.
With him and Susie.
That might have been. You're right. Yeah. Because I interviewed Belichick after the game at 2 o'clock in the morning.
By the way, the score of the game was 31-21. That was the score of the first Monday Night Football game in which the Cleveland Jets also played.
Yeah. Serendipity.
Which Joe Namath lost that game, too.
3-1. That's right.
That's
all right. Listen, Skyler, there's no shame in it. You did well. We'll still take care of you with the prize package.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right Skyler. Awesome. Have a good day. Appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. I got three more questions.
Okay.
What was the first NFC team to win on Monday Night Football?
I know this one. I think it was your Lions.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
They
beat
the Bears 28-24.
Yep. Yep.
Again, built the league built on the shoulders of the Lions. What ESPN TV host made up a three-man booth from 2006 to 2008 alongside Joe Theismann for the first year and Ron Jaworski the other 2 years? ESPN host. Made him a color analyst. A lot of people didn't like him.
Oh, you were talking about when... Not the Rush Limbaugh thing, but it was.
No. Rush never did it.
No. Not Rush Limbaugh. Dennis Miller, not him.
No.
No. Oh, no. What's
ESPN.
His name? Yeah. Pardon the interruption, guy.
Tony Kornheiser.
Tony Kornheiser.
I'll give
sorry.
It to you.
Yeah.
Put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
All right. Al Michaels was the Monday Night Football play-by-play announcer from 86 to 05. Who was his first color analyst?
That's a good one. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. Joe Theismann?
No. It actually was Frank Gifford.
Oh, was it Frank Gifford?
Yeah, there was a crossover from the old team to the new team.
Yep.
And I think Lynn Swann did sidelines or was a third person or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Rick Astley fan says, if you have a texter name and you beat Pete in Wikipedia, you should get an automatic bid to the bracket. I will explain, if you're just tuning in, what we mean by the texter bracket for March Madness. All that coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. Sheeman is Shepherd, and Rick Hora will not be with us. I think he's on a golf course.
He is. He's at the Honda in Palm Beach.
Okay.
You would love this, Chris. Look up in 1982, Corey Pavin won it at the Honda Classic. He holed out to win it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Sheeman is Shepherd.
I mean swish into the cup.
All right. ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.